Shabbat Shalom. You'll notice that there is a nusach, a form to our prayers, and the words and thoughts and prayers of our rabbis, Rabbi Solomon and Rabbi Bernstein, and our musicians have really captured the feeling of this Shabbat of return and turned us inward to think about the lives we're leading and the lives we hope to lead in the year to come. So along those lines, I offer this teaching of the Hasidic master, Kol HaOlam Kulo Gesher Tzar Ma'od. The whole world is a very narrow bridge. V'ha'ikar, the key thing, lo lefached. The key is not to be afraid. Really? Don't be afraid? How is that possible? A young woman, a beautiful soul, a kind spirit, died last night after waging a battle with cancer that everyone knew had no different possible ending. She was in her early 50s. It makes you want to shake your fist to the heavens. Don't be afraid. How do we keep our balance in a world where there is so much pain and disappointment? How do we wake up in the morning and feel grateful for our lives and tuned in to the miracle of yet another day? How can we be appreciative? How can we know that life is a narrow bridge, but that healing is possible? How can we not be afraid? We've just begun a new year, and we've come together tonight on this Sabbath of return to help each other be less afraid as we prepare for the most awesome of our days of awe, Yom Kippur. Succinctly and for all time, the anguished Job stated the problem of humanity. My days fly faster than a weaver's shuttle and come to their end. Some of you are old enough to remember the bumper sticker, I think from the 90s, maybe the 80s, life is short and then you die. Well, that's how the Bible put it before that. My days fly faster than a weaver's shuttle and come to their end. We all know this. Life rolls downhill, picking up speed with each passing year. When it becomes clear at different ages for different people, for different reasons, that life will one day end, we all search for permanence and meaning. The problem is as old as humanity itself. This night of Shabbat Shuvah is for those who look for strength and their sense of meaning in our faith, faith in the wisdom of our sages and teachers. Jewish faith and worship are carried on in the context of closeness and devotion. Even in the most trying moments, our parents and grandparents believed with all their heart that God cares for all his creatures. We have spoken of God for centuries in the most intimate of terms, metaphors which help us feel the nurturing love of God as our parent and guardian. We have learned from our rabbis. Rabbi Alexandri said, if a person uses broken vessels, it is considered an embarrassment. But God seeks out broken vessels for his use, as it says, as we just heard sung, God is the healer of shattered hearts. Yes, our God cares for you. God seeks you out. If you believe that, then you will feel that God is with you every day, walking beside you. Rabbi Abraham Halevi Bar Chastai wrote, where is God? In the heart of all who seek God. This is a remarkable and revolutionary God. Ours is a God who needs and wants to be pursued. In a passage of stunning emotional urgency, God says to the people, why? Why when I came was no one there? Why when I called would none respond? What a sad plaintiff from a lonely God. The teacher that Elie Wiesel called my master taught him that God was the loneliest character in the Bible. Just as God is sought in the heart, God seeks the heart. The answer to God's questions is as unclear today as it was in the time of Isaiah. Why don't we respond to God's quest for us? Why are we so stubborn? For some, the path to God is full of obstacles of doubt. Doubt can be a killer of faith, for some at least. Our modern technological, science-based understanding of everything is another obstacle. The old answers just don't seem to work for many people. But for Jews, it doesn't have to be this way. Judaism does not ask you to leave your brain at the door before you enter the sanctuary. Jews are not supposed to ask God and of faith that which they cannot do. God does not still the turbulence of our souls, smooth out all the paths of our lives, cup us in his hand, and lay us gently on the other shore. God will not reverse decisions we've made that are perilous, ominous, or wrong. Faith does not eradicate conflict or eliminate pain or disease or the painful events of life. But God can touch a soul, a life. Faith can change our vision. Little else in this world can pull things together, make the jagged pieces fall into place, as well as faith in God. Few things can go as far to ease the ache of loneliness, the terrible fear that we are spinning blindly through the universe with no meaning to our lives. No other force can so fill the night with presence, hear our unspoken fears, calm our uncertain stirrings. God is ready for us on this Sabbath of return. God awaits, even yearns for, our return to him. God is willing, and in love, God's arms are open. God is not afraid of our doubts, our questions, our uncertainties, not even our anger. God is not even afraid of our silence. You can be here, unsure or confident of your faith. The important thing is that you are here. And God knows you are here because God cares. The Talmud teaches, is there a God closer to you than this, that you can enter a synagogue, hide behind a pillar and whisper, and still he hears. Shabbat Shalom. May your Yom Kippur observance be meaningful, and may you be inscribed and sealed for a year of health and goodness, safety and prosperity. Ken Yehi Ratzon. May this be God's will. Amen.